As communities all over the country continue to debate how to keep children safe at school, many districts have turned to school resource officers, or SROs. Essentially uniformed and armed police officers in school, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports, a new study in Connecticut shows that SROs can have a negative impact on students.
Districts often request school resource officers because they believe it will improve safety and discipline. But until this report from Connecticut Voices for Children, there's been no reliable data to show whether that's achieved. Kamara Stokes-Hudson, one of the study authors, says in fact what happens when you employ more SROs is that some students experience more exclusionary discipline.
But we specifically found that the average arrest rate of Latino students at schools with an SRO was 6 times greater than the average arrest rate of Latino students at schools without an SRO.
She says there's no difference in the rate of incidents involving drugs or weapons in schools that employ SROs, but there's a higher rate of incidents involving school policy violations, like dress code, running in hallways, or talking back to teachers. Stokes-Hudson says the possibility of being arrested has serious consequences for students.
Even one arrest can result in children experiencing reduced access to future educational opportunities, future employment opportunities. Racial and ethnic disparities are exacerbated and made worse, and that the youth that we end up pushing out are often Black, Latino, Native youth.
Connecticut Voices for Children wants school districts to publish the agreements they make with school resource officers and ensure that students understand what their rights are when they interact with SROs. They also want the legislature to commission more research on the effect of SROs in school districts. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.